here, my pet. Let me play with you. I had just arrived home and had come into the bedroom to change out of my work clothes. She was positively lounging in the leather chair, sexy as hell. Yes, ma'am. The glass dildo she held looked inviting, but could be challenging, depending on how she decided to use it in my ass. I snatched the bottle of lube off the top of the dresser on my way over to her and held it out. She smiled and took it from me. She had her boots on. That was a good sign. The dildo dangled from her hand as I loosened my tie. My cock was already swelling with anticipation. I took everything off, hung up my suit, and tossed the rest in the laundry. Kneeling before her, I looked up at her with a smile. Sorry to keep you waiting, ma'am. That's all right. I always enjoy watching you get undressed, hon. She pulled herself up out of the chair and gestured towards the bed. I rose and went over to it, placing my hands on the silky blue comforter and bending over. Spreading my legs, I arched my back and presented my ass to her exactly the way she liked it. I could see her boots from between my legs, so fucking sexy. Cold. The tip of the dildo was cold. Apparently, she didn't see a need to warm it up for me. She pressed it into my ass firmly and started fucking me with it. I was already partway to bliss, and it still felt cold. Jesus, I loved coming home. So for this story, I think this is a beautiful illustration of what a dominant, submissive, consensual, negotiated relationship can look like. It gives you a little vignette into how these two relate, the patterns they're into, the way that they encounter each other, and the deference he pays to her, the expectation of power that she has, which has all been negotiated and agreed upon by both of them. So for those of you who are sort of wondering, wow, what does a BDSM relationship look like? This whole dominant submissive thing, I don't get it. This is a little vignette of what it might look like. Tune in tomorrow for your next installment of Masturbation Month.